Thursday saw the ceremonial opening in Prague of a new branch of the US-based Aspen Institute. The ceremony was attended by numerous former foreign ministers from around the globe, including former US Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Dominic Yoon reports.
The Aspen Institute was founded in 1950 as a non-profit organisation dedicated to seeking out leadership and fostering dialogue on crucial issues of the day. It has branches across the globe, and the latest edition in Prague is designed to provide a crucial forum in the Czech Republic and across Central Europe. Former US Secretary of State in the Clinton administration, Madeleine Albright, who was born in Czechoslovakia before moving to the US in 1948, was in Prague on the occasion of the opening. She spoke in her native Czech.
Tak jsem moc rád, že jsem tady a taky, že můžu být tady v tomhle momentu, když vlastně zakládáme Aspen Prague, protože pro mě je to hrozně důležité.
I'm very glad to be here, especially to be present at such a time as this when we are founding Aspen Prague. For me, this is very important because I work in the Aspen program, and for a long time we thought that it would be great to have an Aspen Prague here in order to undertake regional work. Prague is really a center for so many things, and I'm delighted that the former ambassador to the United States, Michal Žantovský, can serve as chair and that we can work here together. We will come more often as a result. So once again, I'm delighted and congratulate everyone for managing to put this organization together here.
Momentu mě opravdu moc těší a gratuluju všem, že to jsme dali do pořádku tady.
I spoke with Radek Spitzer, the director of Aspen Prague, about the new center and began by asking him why such a place was opened.
So there are Aspen Institutes in Tokyo, in New Delhi, in Paris, Berlin, Rome and other cities, and some people had an idea that it might be an interesting option to get Aspen also for the Czech Republic, for Prague. We were asked not to focus solely on the Czech Republic, but cover a broader region. And in our case, it will be the four Visegrad countries. So we'll be focusing on Poland, Hungary, Slovakia and the Czech Republic.
Spitzer also noted that in the spirit of the organization, to be bipartisan and non-ideological, both Social Democrat and Civic Democrat politicians serve on its board of directors. He also noted the contribution of Madeleine Albright to the organization's existence in Prague.
Madeleine Albright has been extremely helpful before the establishment of Aspen Institute. She's also a member of the Board of Trustees of Aspen Institute US, and without her help, I can hardly imagine that it would be possible to establish the Aspen Institute in Prague. And she came together with 20 former foreign ministers because they meet at least once a year within a project called Aspen Ministers Forum. So we basically combine our launch conference together with Madeleine Albright's Aspen Ministers Forum.
So what exactly are the aims of Aspen Prague and how will it carry out its mission of seeking out new leadership? Radek Spitzer again.
First of all, we will proactively look for young leaders, and it is important to say not only in politics, for example, or business, but also in arts or sports. And at the same time, we'll be open to their applications and to their interests. And it's already happening as the Aspen brand in the Czech Republic is getting known. People send their applications to be sent to Aspen, Colorado. People would like to work for us, etc., which is great.
And that was Dominic Kuhn with that report.